Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
All right, Tribe, I'm so excited to be sitting here in front of me is a piece of paper that's going to guide me to stay on task and not go squirrel on you, but yet still be authentic and genuine. I've had so many awesome meetings with my team. And when I say my team, we're going to talk through with one of the key members of our team, Richard Palmer Smith. And before we go in, I just want to set the stage to say we're going to learn about when this art of construction was formed from episode one to here we are on a 100 and something. And you go back and you see when we talked with Kevin and I about, you know, learning by doing, building those systems along the way. So we're going to use a case study of my company and EOS of the case study about how to grow your business. Because, Tribe, it's either you're growing or dying, and the art of construction is here for contractors and affiliates to grow your business. So we're going to go in and have a fireside chat and start with the speed round of our amazing integrator, Richard Palmer Smith. Lock and load, Tribe. So what's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is coffee.
Coffee, awesome. When I first met you, I don't think you need much coffee because you have the passion, my man.
Well, when you love what you do, it's easy, right?
Awesome. Well, tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
It's the next place that I'm going to. I've been all over and I've really enjoyed this great big world. It's a great big life and you can make the best of it and go out there and just introduce yourself to new cultures, new places. Europe is always fun. I just got back from Nicaragua not too long ago and boy, was that ever an eye-opening experience. And
awesome. Cool. So you traveled the world. You got an accent here in Denver, Colorado. And I always ask this question because a lot of the guests are, you know, in the heart of the construction arena, we like to call the art of construction. And I really want to get to know them outside of their day-to-day. And I want to hear your story. And that's why we really chose you when we talk about our case study in a little bit, is to say, what is your favorite hobby or passion outside of the construction arena? We call the art of construction, and you have history in your millwork business.
Well, my current favorite hobby, it's one I haven't done enough of, but I learned how to do it in Nicaragua. It's surfing.
Oh, cool.
And I want to get back out there. I'm heading to Mexico to Cellulita, and I get to go surf again. I am not a natural athlete, and for some reason, I was able to get out on that wave, and I got right up, and I'll tell you what, it was addictive. It was so much fun.
Cool.
So I wanna give that a go. It's not easy being a surfer in Colorado.
So. I can relate. I flew back from San Diego last night, and we were on the beach and sitting there watching my daughter play there in Mission Beach. But out looking at the surfers out there, I'm like, man, it's one of those, like everything, you got to learn by doing. So it takes some time.
You got to
right?
get out there. But it's fun.
Awesome.
You should try it next time.
Well, cool. Well, tell us your quick version of owning a millwork company to being this awesome guy with EOS that I could go on and on about how stoked I am to have you here to say passionately, you have helped me and my tribe so much day to day. And to get out and work on your business, you better have systems to be able to do that. So tell us your story about how we came to the table here in Studio AOC.
Well, thank you for your kind words, man. I really love working with you and your team, and I love your vision for your company and your passion that you have for it. And I understand that passion for business because I've been in business for myself since I was 16 years old. My first company was a window cleaning service, Let the Sunshine In window cleaning service. It's where I learned the basics of business, customer service, billing. Had my first employees there. Note to self, do not hire your girlfriend as an employee in your business, especially when you're 16 years old. So I made a lot of mistakes, but it was a lot of fun. I was very proud of it. The profits from that company, coupled with scholarships, I was able to pay for 100% of my own college education. So it was in college I started my second company, grew it out of the back of my little red Chevy pickup truck. Like a lot of the members of your tribe out there, you know, you start where you start. And I started out of my pickup truck. I grew that company and specialized. I got into the meticulous high-end woodworking, finished carpentry, and did the ultra high-end custom home market up and down Colorado's Front Range. Led teams of up to 40 workers. And what I loved about that was I really enjoyed having the conversations. There are so many personalities in construction. You've got the pain in the butt clients who are just demanding and everything's got to be absolutely perfect. You've got the hard-driving contractors who need it on time and on budget. You've got your team of guys who are passionate and have their own headstrong way of doing what they need to do and wanted to do it their way. And what I found I was good at was I was good at holding that team together. I was good at bringing those folks in, the designers who just wave their hands as if it's like a magic trick that we can build this stuff. And I was just good at holding all of those people together and getting that vision of what we want to build. Let's get that done together, on time, on budget. Let's get it done. And I thought I was good at having those conversations, but it was while I was growing my business and growing my company that my wife was diagnosed with what would be terminal cancer. And all of a sudden I had to go home and have conversations that I did not want to have. The really, really tough conversations, and not just with doctors and nurses, but with her family, with her son, and with her. And it fundamentally changed who I was and how I approached life and business. Time is limited. We only have so many days left. And I really got passionate about understanding what is it that we really want out of this? What do we want out of our businesses? What do we want out of our lives? What I love about what I do now, and I'm an implementer for the Entrepreneurial Operating System, is I still get that world of hard-charging, headstrong people, and I'm still good at holding that team together, and I'm still good at seeing that vision that they want for the business and guiding them to it in a way that brings out the best in them. I get to work with people that I absolutely love, like you and your team. I get to do work that I absolutely love. And what I really love about it is it makes a difference. It changes people's lives. When you are happy in your work, when you are getting what you want, everything is better. Your home life is better. Your bank account is better. The stress is less. You spend more time with your kids. You can plan for the future. You can put away for a rainy day, your kids' college fund, all of that. All of that is why I do this.
Awesome. And I aligned that so much when the way Entrepreneurial Operating System, EOS, works is they have these sessions where you get to know, and we sat down with a couple people, and he talked about his window cleaning business, just like I had a lawn mowing company called Cuttin' for College that I paid cash for college because I was a full entrepreneur. And then there's those times in your full life perspective as you go through, there's those key times like with, you know, sorry for, you know, and thanks for sharing the hard stuff of your life, because when you can get over that stuff, it's so helpful. It's kind of like me when I went through my divorce and I was down, and then I met my true life partner, and how you learn through those critical moments in your life. And one of those was when I stepped up to the podium, so proud to give my core values presentation to my team, because before that I was kind of winging it and learning by doing, but I was still learning and doing a lot. And that's kind of the third point I want to bring home today is it's when people ask me when I'm on other podcasts, what's the one thing? And it's read books and always be learning. But you have to have mentors and people to be learning every day. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so cool about the EOS system is that when we connected and met, it was like, we're going to go on a 2-year marathon. This is not one consultant sprint after another. It's whatever your system is for obviously for Richard and I, we're passionate about EOS and that's what we want to get the message out there. But the key is don't have the system of winging it if you want to grow your business.
Well, you hit on a really important point there. And I just want to, part of the EOS creed. And let me just back up 1 second, because this might be the first podcast that someone's listening to of yours.
Well said. I go squirrel sometimes.
Yeah, so EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And at its core, what it is designed to do is help you get everything that you want from your business. Because it turns out that as a business owner, And I'm talking to you out there. I've run a construction company. I know how hard it is. We lie awake at night, 136 things flitting through our heads. We are solving issues at 2 o'clock in the morning. And what we have found is the degree to which you can get strong in six key components, the other 130 things that are keeping you up at night, they fall into place. And the reason is because those 130 other things are symptoms of a deeper root cause. And those six deep root causes, we call the six key components. So the journey that you alluded to, that marathon that we are on, is getting strong in the vision component, getting really strong and crystallizing where are we going and how are we going to get there. The second key component is the people component. We all have issues with our people. We need to get the right people. We need to get them in the right seats. And so getting the right people into your organization is critical for you being happy and getting what you want. The third key component is the data component. We are facts and figures, guys. We have tape measures and calculators and construction calculators. I'm talking about the data in your business. So what are those numbers that drive your bottom line and how can we get clear accountability as to who is driving what? If you could see for a moment, if you were clear on your vision, you had the right people in the right seats, you were measuring the right things, all of those things that you're not crazy about, all those barriers and impediments that are stopping you from getting what you want, they pop up. We call those barriers, we call them issues, and they're not a dirty word. Issues are just the things that are slowing us down, and we need to solve those issues and solve them for good. So that's what I mean by getting strong in that fourth key component. And then the process component, what you've alluded to, how do we run our business? How do we get on an operating system that helps us systemize our business so that we can be consistent day in and day out? And then the sixth key component is the traction component, all about the discipline and accountability. Let's drive results. Let's get that thing that we want. Let's make sure that we're executing on it day in and day out. So that's what we're talking about, this EOS system. That's what I help teams like yours, Devin, do, is get really strong in those six components, because we are sitting here trying to solve the world's problems in our business. And if we just focus on those six things, we really will get what we want.
And I love when you explain the six things in a way that a contractor and its affiliates can understand that. And that's what I love about coaching moments when I can actually relate to that. So I kind of wanted to go down a path of talk through a few items that we've been on this now. It's a 2-year commitment that we signed up for. I think we're 6 months in or so. Mm-hmm. So we've really got through that first quarter of just amazing stuff that's had some hard conversations. But a couple items that I just want to give real world stories that can hopefully the tribe can relate to and say, hey, maybe this is something I should check out. It's free to do that 90-minute session. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's kind of the free gift you're going to get here, is to go, if you don't have something or if it's not working for you, that's my call to action on this thing, mm-hmm. is to, you know, find where you're Richard, where you're at, and I'll let you close with that, kind of how that all works.
Sure.
But for me, the thing that was just magical, that, man, when you talk about those 136 things, that when I go back, when I started this thing, I look back at moments when I was like, I just wouldn't sleep. So I'd wake up and start doing emails at 3 a.m. And then I'd be strong and I'd start the coffee at 5, 6. But by the time it was midday, when you should be at your best, I was at my worst.
Yeah, you're tapped out.
And that's where I find a lot of people in the construction arena that are just, it's hard to have fun and it's hard to be healthy when your mindset's not right. And I was that guy because I was trying to be the everything. The
right.
system was go ask Devin.
Right.
And I'd bring in consultants and they'd call me out like they need to do, but they'd be that kind of this one, I'm going to hire you to make a manual and I'm going to hire you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always these parts and pieces versus starting and being able to, in construction, building a house or building a project or whatever you're doing in the construction arena is hard. But what you have to be able to do is to zoom out and zoom in. And that's what the EOS has been so helpful to, where I truly now am the visionary. And there's no one around that doesn't know Devin is the visionary. And that was pretty easy to put me into that box. It was all the rest of the boxes, because this was my baby.
Right.
Family worked for me. All these things that, you know, I shouldn't say worked. works and worked and all these people that, you know, supported, but the system truly was go ask Devin.
Right.
And the magical part for me was getting the integrator who had been my integrator the whole time, but actually systemizing that and then the accountability chart to now have the parts and pieces. But the people come after the systems.
Right.
That would be my kind of overview of saying, I am now free up to be talking with you to where my team, internal and external, are all, we all have each other's back and we know what we're doing.
Yeah, that clarity of what the expectations are for people is critical. And you hit on a really good point in there. And whether you know it or not, your business is running on an operating system. Whether you know it or not. Now, it may be this disjointed duct tape and twine, get stuff done, go ask Devin, do this this way, do this that way. So whether you know it or not, it's running on an operating system. What EOS does for you is it simplifies that operating system so that it is just clear and simple and everybody understands exactly how they're going to do what they need to do. And as your company grows, if you don't have a clear and simple system that people can follow, they make their own up. And so your business is now running on like 30 operating systems because Joe's out in the field doing it this way and Sally's out in the field and she's doing it that way. And Bill's back in the home office and he's doing it his way. And so you get all of these complications and miscommunications and they're all still coming back to you. And yeah, you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're answering emails because you've just got to get your stuff done. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, you crack that first monster drink. And by lunchtime, you're onto your second Red Bull. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're doing the 5-hour energy and you get home and you are tapped out and you got to wake up and do it all again. So simple, clear system for running your business. How do I get that? How do I have that control over my business? That's what I help people do.
Awesome. So let's now zoom in and take a couple bite-sized pieces of what for me on the EOS that has just been magical. And it's what they call the level 10 meeting. Mm. And in the level 10 meeting, you IDS, identify, discuss, and solve problems. And if there's one thing I want you guys to take away, it's unbelievable how when the things I've always talked about, if you go back, when I get just chaos mode and I say, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
And two things we don't have enough of, time and money. And those things are just what makes me tick when I step back and say, we used to say we do this big 1-year planning session and we're going to do it for the whole year. And then the Tasmanian Devin, the visionary, 2 weeks into it would have this crazy idea and he'd just jump in and try to integrate the idea when he has 10 of those a week.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff would just poof, 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 poof. But, and you can grow fast that way when you're nothing. And you can go up. But then when you start hitting the ceiling, and every time you're hitting the ceiling, you better have a system of this level 10 meeting. It's unbelievable how much we get done every week by scaling down into that devil in the details.
So that level 10 meeting is, I think, one of the best tools in the box, in the EOS toolbox. And EOS has a toolbox, just like you guys out there have a toolbox, and you use the right tool for the right job. What the level 10 meeting does is it gets the people who are accountable for driving the major functions of your business 100% on the same page every single week. You get crystal clear on what it is that needs to happen. You report on your numbers. You report on the priorities of the company. You report on the people both inside your company and outside of the company, your customers, your contractors, your designers, those people both inside and outside of the business. We have a baked-in accountability with a to-do list. And then you mentioned this before. We spend most of that meeting solving issues for the greater good of the company. So there's an issues list I mentioned before, those things that we're not crazy about, those barriers, those impediments. We need to solve them. We can't just have them hanging around like a bad zit. We've got to solve it. And the way that we solve it is IDS, identify, discuss, and solve, because great meetings, progress is made once you solve the issues that are slowing you down. So there's a system and a tool for helping you solve those issues.
And so the other part I just want to highlight, if you go back and listen to several episodes, I've had many consultants or great people that I brought into Studio AOC Because I think one thing that I've always done well is that my mantra is elevate and delegate. And when I came across EOS, the more coaches and the more people, if you want to grow your business, get help. And Richard has done such a great job of making you feel comfortable where you're at today to see that vision down the line. And you need outside perspectives to help you with that, because you can be in the grind and you can... It can be you, what is that? It's like to really dig deep of what the real problem is. And that's what having these sessions that, you know, making that commitment is hard. You know, when you say, I'm gonna do this for 2 years, and you're, you know, there's time and money, the two things, and make those full day sessions at first for all parties. But it, I can honestly tell the whole team of Art of Construction, it's just changed the mantra and how everybody works day to day in the business by taking that time to work on the business. And I've always been talking the e-myth. I read the book, I lived it, you know, you've heard it 1,000 times. But what I've found is with the e-myth, a lot of times it's kind of the owner or the one person shoving it down people's throats. What we did with EOS, it was this vibe of everybody. When we came to and put our core values together and our why and our what, it was a team approach of the people working, hovering on the on and above the business versus just one person.
All business leaders have people in their businesses that love their company almost as much as they do, and they want to see it succeed. And there's a lot of real wealth, a wealth of information. You've got guys on your crew that know how to do some really cool stuff, and you're glad they're a part of your team. Bringing those team leaders together and helping, having them help you build the vision for your company, you still have the final say, go, no go, and all of that stuff. You're still the owner, but having that help takes a lot of pressure off you. And you've mentioned a couple things in that last little bit that you were talking about, the frustrations of being that business owner. And you talked about hitting the ceiling and that sense of like something isn't quite working. There are a number of frustrations for business owners. There's that lack of control that you can't quite get your arms around this thing. There's profit, as in not enough profit, in case I'm not being clear. Like, we work our butts off, and at the end of the day, gosh, I wish I just had more to show for it. There's the people frustration that my people just don't get it, or I can't get it through to them. Or, you know, 85% of business owners mention people as their number one frustration. There's that hitting the ceiling that you talked about. Something's working, now it's not. And then the idea that nothing's working, the flavor of the month. I went out and got a consultant. I went out and read a book. I brought it back. And you become this flavor of the month club, and you can't quite get what one thing is going to make it all work. So if those are the frustrations that you're exhibiting, there really is a way for it to get help. And it starts with getting a great team around you and having them help you with that vision.
And that's where the, for me, as I grew my business, it was consultants in and out of the business and in between both. There's consultants on my level 10 group, you know, and there's two of them. And that may be a little bit different than I think with a lot of, but you got to find what works for you.
It's your,
and how it starts off. To go back to the beginning of this journey is that when you build out your accountability charts, they give you these models and tools to say, here's are the building blocks of a business, but then you got to go make it your business. And EOS is not going to tell you how to do that, because that's what makes you different.
Right.
And but that's what I love about EOS is like, here's the building blocks, now make it yours.
Right. Well, I mean, Devin, I was in construction for damn near 20 years, and I understand your business, but I could walk around your hip pocket for the next 20 years and not understand this business as well as you do. And that is the joy of this, is that I'm here to help you make this work for you. You build it your way. I'm going to teach you the tools that help you get what you want. But at the end of the day, it's your business, your way, however you want this thing to look. What is it that you truly want from your business? Let's go get that. Yeah. Let's go make that happen.
And don't get lost in the, I see in the construction arena, it's Mark Mitchell's a great consultant that talks about the 2% in one of his blogs about how there's, you know, the big companies keep getting bigger, and they're like, how do we just shift the paradigm a little bit and not not rock the boat too much mm-hmm. of this 2%. I say screw that, man. I say, don't look at a EOS and say this 2 years of this cost, you know, per hour, it's going to cost that much, and look down and on some ratio charts. You better have a good scorecard of week to week, but don't get lost in a number that I think can really jade your business. Because, and I say that because I used to be that way. Ooh, I can't spend that much money. That we don't have that profit. And then I go back to, I put time in front of money.
Right.
And it changes everything because, you know, we all have those moments of, you know, terminal ill cancer, going through a divorce, and then having your daughter that changes your core values. Mm-hmm. But boy, it's really cool when you can have people help you live those core values mm-hmm. and really what find out what makes you tick.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing, I want you to kind of put you on the pedestal for EOS. And then I want to close out with kind of a, you know, kind of where we're at in the first quarter for you and I, and tee this up for the future. So kind of what would you recommend someone listening and is now intrigued about EOS of hearing our story?
So go to EOSworldwide.com and there you can see what it looks like. You can also go to my website, peaktraction.co, so peaktraction.co. And you can see me and you can see what it is, what I'm working on. But the tools are at EOS Worldwide. There you can check out some videos and see how does this thing look? What does it look like? Another option is that I will for free come in, meet with you and your leadership team and teach you how you can get vision clearly into your business, how you can get traction on that vision so you're executing on it and do it in a way that brings your team together as a healthier, cohesive leadership team, because very often they're not.
Awesome.
Very often they're not.
And then I want you to say one story about, you know, working with our team locally of kind of, you know, what's one thing that of this journey you and I have went on day to day for my baby, Mountain View Window and Door, bringing it up here to the leaves of the tree of the art of construction. I'm truly trying to change the construction arena and have more fun mm-hmm. and help people in technology and put it all together through systems.
Well, what I've seen from the outside looking in, and that's part of the benefit, is that I'm not in your day-to-day business. I come in, I lead the days that I do with your team. But the thing that I have seen in you personally is that you're so much more relaxed about it. When I first met you, I could just see it in your eyes. You had this concern about everything and all people and all times. And as you started to see that this thing was working and we got the right people and we put them in the right seats and you were able to delegate that thing that you aren't so good at so that you can elevate to that thing that you are really good at, you're just, you know, the way that you approach your business, the relaxation in the sessions now of you letting go and letting your team pick up what you're not good at, it's just been really fun to watch.
And so if you're listening to this and feeling what, you know, I think we painted that picture of Chuck in a truck. I was Chuck in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the magnet cutting for college mm-hmm. for my pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you this barrier that you just so much weight on your shoulders mm-hmm. when you're so passionate about making something work. And man, it becomes a grind. And then you lose that passion. I see it so often because it just gets overwhelming. Find a team, find a tribe, and use the art of construction as one tool to go do that 90-minute session. Because, man, I can tell you, once you're freed up and you can hover up once in a while, it changes. And then the systems, and you can look yourself in the mirror so much stronger in the morning, living those core values, and be doing the right thing, put yourself in the right place. And I think that's the key to, you know, hard fun is put, you know, the right people in the right place. We mm-hmm. talk about the square peg and the round hole. I raised my hand and I was that guy when I started and just filled the offices and tried to do it all. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Go find an EOS. Give it a try.
Well, the thing is you already have a leadership team. You may not have let them know that they are yet.
Yeah.
The best people in your company want that company to be better, just like you. And so what we can do is help you realize who that team is, elevate those people to where they are helping you get what you want out of the business. And it just starts, we take it one day at a time.
There will be an answer if you let it be, let it be, let it be sometimes. Us top guys, we're going and sing. We just can go fix it and go get it done. Just step back, take a deep breath, and go check out EOS. Richard, thanks for all your help coming in and telling us your story.
It was a real pleasure, man.
We'll have to have you back when we get to the end of the 2-year journey and kind of talk through some other versions of this, because I really, that's what I love about doing this podcast, is to not just be in it or just be out as a consultant. It's putting the two together and bridging that gap, but giving real world stories so we can all grow our business. So thanks so much for being a key component of that.
Devin, it is a pleasure and a privilege to work with you and your team. You are doing great things. Art of Construction is doing some great things for the people out there. You are a true benefit to the people around you. And I just want to say thanks for sticking with me and sticking with it. And I can't wait to see where you go.
Awesome. There'll be all the information in the show notes. My call to action, if you do not have a system like this, and I know many of you don't, what's the website?
Go to peaktraction.co.
And that's if you're in Richard's area, but above with EOS.
If you are listening to this in Poughkeepsie, New York, go to EOSworldwide.com.
So that's my challenge. Tonight, when you're thinking about those 136 things, before you go to bed, just go there. Schedule a 90-minute session. It'll change how your work life goes. So go do it. Keep crushing out there, tribe. One EOS, one system at a time. Keep growing your business. Rock on.